Acts chapter 21. Paul goes up to Jerusalem. He is apprehended by the Jews in the temple. And when it came to pass that, being parted from them, he set sail, we came with a straight course to Cus, and the day following to Rhodes, and thence to Patara. And when we had found a ship sailing over to Phenice, we went aboard and set forth. And when we had discovered Cyprus, leaving it on the left hand, we sailed into Syria and came to Tyre, for there the ship was to unlade her burden. And finding the disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And the days being expired, departing we went forward, they all bringing us on our way with their wives and children, till we were out of the city. And we knelt down on the shore, and we prayed. And when we had bid one another farewell, we took ship, and they returned home. But we, having finished the voyage by sea from Tyre, came down to Ptolemais. And saluting the brethren, we abode 1 day with them. And the next day departing, we came to Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we abode with him. Footnote: the evangelist, that is, the preacher of the gospel, the same that before converted the Samaritans and baptized the eunuch, chapter 8, being one of the first 7 deacons. And he had 4 daughters, virgins, who did prophesy. And as we tarried there for some days, there came from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus, who, when he was come to us, took Paul's girdle, and binding his own feet and hands, he said, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, the man whose girdle this is, the Jews shall bind in this manner in Jerusalem, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Which when we had heard, both we and they that were of that place desired him that he would not go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered and said, "What do you mean, weeping and afflicting my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but to die also in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when we could not persuade him, we ceased saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And after those days, being prepared, we went up to Jerusalem. And there went also with us some of the disciples from Caesarea, bringing with them one Mnason, a Cyprian, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. And when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the ancients were assembled, whom, when he had saluted, he related particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. But they, hearing it, glorified God, and said to him, "Thou seest, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews that have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. Now they have heard of thee, that thou teachest those Jews who are among the Gentiles to depart from Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, nor walk according to the custom. What is it therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we may say to thee, we have 4 men who have a vow on them. Take these and sanctify thyself with them, and bestow on them that they may shave their heads, and all will know that the things which they have heard of these are false, but that thou thyself also walkest keeping the law." Footnote: keeping the law. The law, though now no longer obligatory, was for a time observed by the Christian Jews, to bury, as it were, the synagogue with honor. End of footnote. But as touching the Gentiles that believe, we have written, decreeing that they should only refrain themselves from that which has been offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, being purified with them, entered into the temple, giving notice of the accomplishment of the days of purification, until an oblation should be offered for every one of them. But when the 7 days were drawing to an end, those Jews that were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up the people and laid hands upon him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man that teacheth all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place, and moreover hath brought in Gentiles into the temple and hath violated this holy place." For they had seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with him, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And the whole city was in an uproar, and the people ran together, and taking Paul, they drew him out of the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they went about to kill him, it was told the tribune of the band that all Jerusalem was in confusion, who, forthwith taking with him soldiers and centurions, ran down to them. And when they saw the tribune and the soldiers, they left off beating Paul. Then the tribune, coming near, took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains, and demanded who he was and what he had done. And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude. And when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle. And when he was come to the stairs, it fell out that he was carried by the soldiers, because of the violence of the people. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying, "Away with him!" And as Paul was about to be brought into the castle, he saith to the tribune, "May I speak something to thee?" Who said, "Canst thou speak Greek? Art not thou that Egyptian who before these days didst raise a tumult, and didst lead forth into the desert 4,000 men that were murderers?" But Paul said to him, "I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I beseech thee, suffer me to speak to the people." And when he had given him leave, Paul, standing on the stairs, beckoned with his hand to the people, and a great silence being made, he spoke unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying,